United States Consul General Jacob Wallace today met with moderate Palestinian Finance Minister Salem Fayyad, the first American contact with members of the new Palestinian government. Israel says it won't have contact with any member of the new Hamas-Fatah coalition because of the coalition's failure to renounce violence and explicitly recognize the Jewish state's right to exist. The publisher of the Jerusalem Post, Hannah Sonora, says the formation of the unity government is actually an important achievement for Palestinians.
It's a good week for the Palestinian people because finally it brought together the two most important political factions, Hamas and Fatah. After a long period, they have learned that they have to share power and work together. And this will bring peace and stability and prevent civil war among Palestinians. So this is the first and most important achievement of the National Unity Government. We also said very clearly that the cabinet, the PA government, will take care of services, running the daily affairs of the Palestinian people, unemployment, building infrastructure, trying to fight unemployment, while also there is a sharing also with the presidency that political negotiations with the Israeli government is the prerogative of the president of the PLO, and Mahmoud Abbas has been authorized by all the parties to negotiate a political understanding and a settlement with Israel.